சாவித்ரி புக் 6 தி புக் ஆஃப் ஃபேட் கேண்டோ 1 தி வேர்ட் ஆஃப் ஃபேட் பேஜஸ் 427-429 தி எட்டர்னல் போயட் யூனிவர்சல் மைண்ட் ஹஸ் பேஜ்ட் ஈச் லைன் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் இம்பீரியல் ஆக்ட் இன்விசிபிள் தி ஜாயிண்ட் ஆக்டர்ஸ் ட்ரெட் அண்ட் தி மேன் லிவ்ஸ் லைக் சம் சீக்ரெட் பிளேயர்ஸ் மாஸ்க் ஹி நோஸ் நாட் ஈவன் வாட் ஹிஸ் லிப்ஸ் ஷால் ஸ்பீக் For a mysterious power compels his steps and life is stronger than his trembling soul. None can refuse what the stark force demands. Her eyes are fixed upon her mighty aim. No cry or prayer can turn her from her path. She has leaped an arrow from the bow of God. His words were theirs who live unforced to grieve and help by calm the swaying wheels of life and the long restlessness of transient things and the trouble and passion of the unquiet world. As though her own bosom were pierced, the mother saw the ancient human sentence strike her child, her sweetness that deserved another fate, only a larger measure of tears. Aspiring to the nature of the gods, mind-proof armored, mailed in mighty thoughts, a will-entire caution behind wisdom's shield. Though to still heavens of knowledge she had risen, though calm and wise at Ashwapati's queen, human was she still and opened her doors to grief. The stony-eyed injustice she accused of the marble godhead of inflexible law, nor sought the strength extreme adversity brings to lives that stand erect and front the world power. Her heart appealed against the impartial judge, taxed with perversity the impersonal one. Her tranquil spirit she called not to her aid, but as a common man beneath his load grows faint and breathes his pain in ignorant words. So now she arraigned the world's impassive will. What stealthy doom has crept across her path, emerging from the dark forest's sullen heart? What evil thing stood smiling by the way and o'er the beauty of the Shalwa boy? Perhaps he came an enemy from her past, armed with a hidden force of ancient wrongs, himself unknowing, and seized her unknown. Here, dreadfully entangled, love and hate meet as blind wanderers mid the perils of time. Our days are links of a disastrous chain, necessity avenges casual steps. Old cruelties come back unrecognized, the gods make use of a forgotten deed. Yet all in vain the bitter law was made. Our own minds are the justices of doom. For nothing have we learned but still repeat our stark misuse of self and others' souls. There are dire alchemies of the human heart, and fallen from his ethereal element, love darkens to the spirit of nether gods. The dreadful angel, angry with his joys, woundingly sweet he cannot yet forego, is pitiless to the soul, his gaze disarmed. He visits with his own pangs his quivering prey, forcing us to cling enamored to his grip as if in love with our own agony. This is one poignant misery in the world, and grief has other lassos for our life. Our sympathies become our torturers. Strength have I my own punishment to bear, knowing it just, but on this earth perplexed, smitten in the sorrows, the scourged and helpless things, often it feigns to meet others' suffering eyes. We are not as the gods who know not grief and look impassive on a suffering world. Calm they gaze down on the little human scene and the heart and the short-lived passion crossing mortal hearts. That's it. I think towards the end,